From the News Center, a news focus.
Judicial independence organizations are celebrating a temporary victory now that a proposed amendment to the state constitution will not be on the ballot in the May primary. HB 38 would create judicial districts drawn by state legislators and impose residency requirements for the election of appellate court judges. Republican lawmakers who introduced the amendment say it would give different regions of the state more representation on the state Supreme Court. But according to Deborah Gross, CEO of Pennsylvanians for Modern Courts, it would make judges who currently are selected in statewide elections less independent and more like state legislators who need to be responsive to a local electorate. The full House and Senate needed to pass HB 38 last week for it to appear on the May ballot, but it did not come up for a vote. If passed later this year, it will be on the ballot in November. Gross says the measure is a partisan effort to reshape the state Supreme Court to be more favorable to Republicans who hold majorities in both houses of the General Assembly. She notes that it had passed the House in 2019, but lay dormant until last July.
After the Supreme Court had issued some decisions concerning closures with respect to COVID, voting, and elections, it was reintroduced quickly.
Five of the seven justices currently on the Supreme Court are Democrats. Republican legislators still want to put the amendment on the November ballot. Gross points out that so far, HB 38 has been pushed through without hearings, expert testimony, or debate, but she is hopeful that may change.
I did just read that Senator Cormin recognizes that there needs to be some hearings on this now. Maybe the topic of merit appointment should be discussed, that this bill should be reviewed with a little bit of caution.
The Judicial Independence Project of Pennsylvania, a nonpartisan coalition of more than 125 organizations, has pledged to continue its efforts in opposition to the bill. I'm Andrea Sears.